Welcome and thanks for joining me. This is Vicky Wu, and as always, we're talking about the best tips for marketing your small business. I draw upon over 30 years of experience marketing for world-class organizations, plus strategies implemented marketing for nonprofits who had little to no budget, and combine the golden nuggets of marketing wisdom learned into effective, efficient, easy to implement, and affordable marketing strategies for small businesses. Be sure to subscribe to our channel to be notified of the latest updates. Hi, Vicky Wu here, and today we're going to talk about whether or not you really need that latest marketing strategy that some marketing expert is telling you you must do. I get so many questions about marketing a business that are along the lines of something like, I'm working with a marketing coach and she said I must start using Pinterest for my business. I've never even been on Pinterest, so I really have to be using it. Or I'm working with a social media guru and she said I must start doing a live video at least once a day on my business page. I hate being on video, but I've tried a couple and no one has watched them. Do I really have to be doing video? Or maybe I'm working with a Facebook expert and he told me I must start boosting a couple of my Facebook posts every week. I've tried a couple and it just seems like a waste of money. Do I really have to boost my posts? The answer is no, no, and no. There's really only two things that I tell all my clients they must do in marketing their business. One is have their own website that's not under the control of a third-party vendor. I'm talking the ones like Wix and Squarespace, where both the hosting and the software platform are under their control. And second, have their own email list that doesn't reside solely on social media or in the confines of a third-party vendor like one of those we mentioned, or even if you have an online store like Etsy. See some of my earlier podcasts. Everything else, it just depends. When you have these questions, it's a case where if you're asking the question, you probably already know the answer. But here's some insight that will back up what you're feeling. I've been doing marketing for 30 years, which means I have worked with a lot of different clients. A lot of different industries, some business to business, some business to consumer, some extremely high end, some very visible, and others not so much. I've worked with pretty much every type of marketing strategy and tactic you can imagine. I've worked as an entrepreneur. I've worked with entrepreneur clients. I've been a chief marketing officer of a corporation with multiple businesses under their corporate umbrella. I've worked with nonprofits who had zero budget, and everything in between. I've been an early adopter of new marketing strategies and technology along the way. Things like Facebook, which I joined in 2006 and began using for business shortly after that, and chatbot messenger marketing, which I've been doing for about 4 years. Text marketing, probably for about a decade. Mobile app marketing, probably about the same amount of time. Videos and animations, I've been doing probably close to 20 years. Virtual marketing, which takes digital marketing to an entirely different place. Some of these are things that you may just now be thinking about doing or just now getting into to market your business, where I've been doing them for a very long time. And I've been doing each of these types of marketing and many others, print, billboard, television, radio, along with all the digital marketing pieces, for a lot of different clients. So I've seen a lot of different ways that it works, and I've seen a lot of different ways that it does not work. One thing I've learned over the years, there is no one way to do marketing. There are, however, some best practices to get right. Another thing I've learned over the years is that there are a lot of people who have learned one way to do marketing and seen a bit of success with that one way and decided to start a business teaching that one way. But they haven't yet learned another way. And so they've fallen into the trap that when you only have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I've seen this tendency grow and grow over the past even 5 years. Here's the thing. You know I always talk real to you here, and I'm going to do it again. Even if you don't really understand marketing, I found that most entrepreneurs do understand their customer. In many cases, maybe you haven't formally put that in writing or even expressed it out loud, but in your gut, you probably know. So when you hear something, you may instinctively feel that it won't work for your client base or it doesn't feel authentic to you. If a marketing strategy doesn't feel authentic to you, it sure won't feel authentic to your customers when you try to do it. Like I said, this is one of those times where if you have to ask the question, is this right for me? You probably already know the answer. If you're asking yourself the question of whether you really have to do some particular type of marketing, I recommend that you check out your guru or expert or coach's experience. There are a lot of marketing experts who started their marketing business based upon one way of doing things that they learned with their own business. And since then, they've taken a strategic approach to expanding their knowledge and expertise into additional marketing strategies, working with additional clients and industries, and they have a solid track record of knowing what can work for a lot of different type of businesses. There are also a lot of marketing experts who started posting things on social media 3 months ago, decided to make it a business, and now are offering their services as a marketing or social media expert. You know what? More power to them. I'm all about people becoming an entrepreneur. Where you have to do your due diligence is in understanding if they have the depth and breadth of knowledge to understand if their method will also work for you and your business, or if their method needs to be modified to work for you and how to make that modification, or if you need to choose a different method completely. If you're implementing a strategy that you've been given and it's working, by all means, keep doing it. If you're questioning a strategy that you've been given, either because you see it's not working or it doesn't feel authentic to you, we have a few suggestions that may help you understand the breadth and depth of experience that you're working with. First, you can check out how much experience your expert has. Find their profile on LinkedIn and view their experience there. Check their website and see if it has a start date listed or amount and level of experience listed like in their bio. Check their blog and see when they added their first post, or scroll through and see what type of information they post. If they don't have a LinkedIn profile or a website, try checking their social media business page and review how much experience they list on their About section, or scroll down and find their first post and see when it was posted. At least you can get a quick understanding as to whether or not someone has, say, less than a year of experience or several years of experience under their belt. Granted, it doesn't mean the person with less experience hasn't had success and can't bring you success. And it also doesn't mean the person who has more experience will know everything, especially given how quickly and how often social media platforms and Google and everything else in the digital world of marketing can change day to day. Believe me, it is a full-time job just for us to keep up. What it does mean is more experience likely means they should know when a strategy won't work for you at all, and should have alternate strategies to recommend. That's the key, really, you want to look for. Ask if there are other strategies. If the answer is no, or you feel like they're not as comfortable presenting those other strategies to you, that may tell you that you need to ask for a second opinion. These steps can help you determine the scope and level of experience that someone has. It can't always tell you what results they have seen. That information may be available on their website if they have one, if they showcase results or they have white papers or case studies you can review. Again, if you're only being provided one way to do it, you may want to ask for a second opinion. Do you have to do a marketing strategy in order to be successful? No. You likely know what won't work with your client base, and you definitely know what won't feel authentic to you. All of our training is based around making sure that you have platforms that you own and making sure that you start marketing where you are currently at. And when you add a new marketing strategy or tactic, you look at those where your client is currently at. Hopefully, those are some great suggestions to help you and help you answer the question of, do I really have to do this one strategy I was told to do? We'll catch you next time right here on the podcast, so be sure you subscribe to our channel.